وَإِذَا نَادَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ اتَّخَذُوهَا هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ
They also poke fun and play when you call towards prayer, which is the greatest act of worship. That is because they are a nation who do not understand the meaning of worship of Allah, and they do not understand the sacred laws that Allah has made.
قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ هَلْ تَنْقِمُونَ مِنَّا إِلَّا أَنْ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْنَا إِلَّا أَنْ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنْزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَأَنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ فَاسِقُونَ
Say, O Messenger, to those of the people of the Scripture who mock at you, Do you find any fault with us besides our faith in Allah and in what He revealed to us and what He revealed before us and our belief that most of you do not follow Allah due to not having faith and not obeying His sacred law? What you consider a fault is actually a virtue.
قُلْ هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَرٍ مِّن ذَلِكَ مَثُوبَةً عِندَ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ وَغَضِبَ عَلَيْهِ وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ وَعَبَدَ الطَّاغُوتَ أولئك شر مكانا وأضل عن سواء السبيل
Say, O Messenger, shall I tell you about those who are more at fault and whose punishment is worse than these people? They are their predecessors whom Allah has removed from His mercy, transformed into monkeys and pigs. And made some of them worshippers of false Allahs. The Arabic word Taghut refers to any being that is worshipped besides Allah with its consent. Those mentioned will be in a worse position on the Day of Judgment, and their efforts are further away from the straight path.
وَإِذَا جَاءُوكُمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَقَدْ دَخَلُوا بِالْكُفْرِ وَهُمْ قَدْ خَرَجُوا بِهِ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْتُمُونَ
When the hypocrites from amongst them come to you, O believers, on the outside they show that they have faith. The fact is that they were soaked in disbelief when they entered and when they left. Allah knows best about the disbelief they kept hidden, even though they gave the outer appearance of having faith. Allah will repay them for that.
وَتَرَى كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَأَكْلِهِمُ السُّحْتِ لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ
You, O Messenger, see many of the Jews and hypocrites rushing towards committing sins, such as lying, oppression and consuming that which is unlawful. How evil is their behavior?
لولا ينهاهم الربانيون والأحبار عن قولهم الإثم وأكلهم السحت لبئس ما كانوا يصنعون
Why do their leaders and scholars not prohibit them from the lying, false testimony and wrongful consumption of the wealth of people that they rush towards? This action of their leaders and scholars, who do not prohibit them from evil, is wrong.
وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةٌ غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا بل يداه مبسوطتان ينفق كيف يشاء وليزيدن كثيرا منهم ما أنزل إليك من ربك طغيانا وكفرا وألقينا بينهم العداوة والبغضاء إلى يوم القيامة كلما أوقدوا نارا للحرب أطفأها الله ويسعون في الأرض فسادا والله لا يحب المفسدين.
When the Jews were faced with difficulty and drought, they said, Allah's hand is restrained from giving goodness and gifts. He is holding back from us what He has. Their hands were restrained from doing goodness and they were removed from Allah's mercy because of this statement of theirs. But in fact, Allah's hands are wide open in goodness and generosity. He spends as He wills, He gives and He withholds. No one can stop him or force him. That which has been revealed to you, O Messenger, only increases the Jews in disobedience and disbelief because of their envy. He placed enmity and hatred between the various groups of the Jews. Whenever they gathered to conspire for war and made preparation for it, Allah broke their unity and took away their strength. They continuously strive to do that which causes corruption in the earth, by their attempts to wipe out Islam and by their plots against it. Beneficial points. The verses condemn the practice of the hypocrites who profess outside that they have faith while keeping disbelief and hatred for Islam and the Muslims hidden within themselves. The verses condemn the scholar who remains silent in the face of the sins of his people and who does not denounce their evil actions and warn them against such behavior. The Jews were ill-mannered with Allah when they described His hands as being tied and withholding good. In Allah's hands lie all things, and He is the most generous and most giving. May He be glorified. The verses make reference to the differences and hatred between the various Jewish sects as a result of their disbelief and leaving the truth.
ولو أن أهل الكتاب آمنوا واتقوا لكفرنا عنهم سيئاتهم ولأدخلناهم جنات النعيم.
If the Jews and the Christians accepted what was brought by Muhammad, peace be upon him, and were mindful of Allah by leaving sins, I would have forgiven the sins they committed, even if they were many, and I would have entered them on the day of judgment into gardens of delight in which they would enjoy delights that will never end.
ولو أنهم أقاموا التوراة والإنجيل وما أنزل إليهم من ربهم لأكلوا من فوقهم ومن تحت أرجلهم منهم أمة مقتصدة وكثير منهم ساء ما يعملون.
If the Jews had practiced what was in the Torah, and the Christians practiced what was in the Gospel, and if all of them had practiced what was revealed to them in the Quran, then I would have made the means of provision easy for them by sending down rain and growing vegetation. From amongst the people of the scripture are those who are moderate and firm on the truth, but the actions of many of them are evil, because they do not have faith in what was brought by Muhammad, peace be upon him.
يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته والله يعصمك من الناس إن الله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين.
O Messenger, communicate what has been revealed to you from your Lord completely, and do not hide anything of it. If you do hide anything, then you are not one who conveys the message of his Lord. The Prophet, peace be upon him, communicated everything he was instructed to. Anyone who claims anything to the contrary has spoken a great lie about Allah. Allah will protect you from people, and they will not be able to harm you. Your duty is only to communicate the divine message. Allah will not bless with guidance those who disbelieve and who have no desire to be guided.
قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَسْتُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ حَتَّى تُقِيمُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَلَيَزِيدَنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا فَلَا تَأْسَ عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ
Say, O Messenger, you, Jews and Christians, have no religious basis. Unless you practice what is in the Torah and the Gospel, and practice the Quran that has been revealed to you, your faith is not valid until you have faith in it and practice it. That which has been revealed to you from your Lord will increase the disobedience and disbelief of many of the people of the Scripture because of their envy. So do not be sad over these disbelievers. In the believers who follow you, there is sufficient goodness.
إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والصابئون والنصارى من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون
The believers in Muhammad and the Jews, Sabians and Christians before Muhammad, whichever of them believes Allah and the last day and does good actions, they will have no fear for the future and will not be sad over that which they missed in the worldly life.
لَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ رُسُلًا كلما جاءهم رسول بما لا تهوى أنفسهم فريقا كذبوا وفريقا يقتلون
I took firm promises from the Israelites that they will listen and follow. But they broke their promises and followed their desires by ignoring what their messengers brought, and by disbelieving some and murdering others. Beneficial points. Following what Allah revealed is a means of expiating evil actions and gaining entry into paradise as well as securing vast provision in the worldly life. Those who call to Allah are reminded that the propagation that is correct and worthy of consideration is the one that is complete without deletion or alteration, and that which is done according to revelation. No belief is worthy of consideration unless the person who holds such a belief can prove that it is from Allah.